I'm here with Bruce at the Shongweni Farmers Market, and I must admit I was very impressed with the way Bruce actually approaches his customers and sells. So Bruce, how's it, my friend? How are you?
I'm all right, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. Tell me about what you do over here. I love the product, but what exactly is it, quickly?
I do make ceramic products. The product I'm specializing in, it's a handcrafted ceramic grater plate. It's a plate used for grating ginger, garlic, parmesan cheese. You can do nutmegs, chocolates, etc.
I like that. How did you start off with this? I mean, surely this is a side hustle, is it? Or did you...
That's part of my side hustle as well. I started it after I realized a lot of women and men are struggling, chefs, with doing their grating using our normal graters that we normally buy in our retails around South Africa, all over Africa. So I just invented a plate that you do your grating. It's a ceramic plate that you handmade as well, that you make with spikes inside it. That is, those spikes that are the ones that are used for grating, easy for you to clean. Those are the advantages of using it. It's, it doesn't contaminate your food. It's BPA free, which means there's no plastic or any chemical used on it as well.
Wow, you obviously know your products, eh? So this is born out of you seeing a need in the market.
Yes, sir, 100%. After realizing that people, they are also women, men, and chefs cutting their fingers when they are using normal graters, I tried to invent something that was going to make it easier for them in the kitchen.
That's amazing, Bruce. Thank you very much. And one last word to our Skillani listeners and students and learners. How do you approach a customer when they want to buy something from you, but you're not actually sure you're going to make a sale? What's your attack?
You have to use a romantic attack. Put yourself a smile on your face, smile at your customer, give them respect, give them the value of their money, and make sure that you convince your customer in a romantic way. Just like you're proposing to any woman, you need to be sweet, because you don't know whether you're going to say yes or no. So keep your hopes high. Whenever you want to do something in life, push yourself to the limit, and do not hesitate to say something that you need. Show the need and the value of the products that you offer to the customers. Always smile. Keep yourself on high speeds. Thank you.
I like that. You need to be romantic. I'm going to use that. Can I use that?
Yes, sir. You need to be romantic.
Thank you very much, Bruce. I just want to thank you for taking the time to speak to me and for our students and our learners. I'm sure there's some valuable lessons from that. Thank you so much, Bruce.
You're welcome, sir.